Hey,
Ready.
print hustlers, Bruce from Printavo here. I am with Eduardo Carbia, all the way from Transom Screen Printing. He is in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you, Eduardo, for joining us today.
Hey, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you for having me at the podcast. It was good having you here in Puerto Rico. And yeah, we are very, very happy to have Printavo on our shop for sure.
Awesome. So I actually met Eduardo, I think just from Instagram or looking around when I was in Puerto Rico, and he happened to be running a shop there, a beautiful shop, actually, really, really clean. And we stopped in, we ended up hanging out. It was an awesome time. How did you even get into screen printing?
Well, this business started out as a side business with my partner, Luis Sobrino, 10 years ago. We're about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. We both had different jobs at the same time, and we were doing some printing, with other shops, and they were like very old and nothing modern. If you wanted to do like a good shirt, you have to order at the States. And then the shipping was really, it wasn't cost effective for us.
Sure.
So my partner is a business guy and I'm the creative one. And we teamed up and started we started Transom. It was all focused on the marine and fishing industry because we were working, like the main job was on a boat. So we were on a dock and we started doing the first shirt for the boat that we had, and then we moved out from there, all the boats that were next to us.
So you're in marine fishing. What, like, is that, was that a recreation, like a tourism thing, or is that for actual catch and sell fish?
Yeah, both competition and recreational.
Very cool. And so you guys were doing that full time and then started screen printing for the boat that you guys had plus others.
Exactly.
Interesting,
Yeah,
interesting.
it was really, really awesome how it all started from there, and the boat owner was really willing to, let us do the first prints because, the first prints are awful when you
Yeah.
start off. And we did a couple of tries and it came out well, and it started off from there. Since then, we haven't had any trouble. There's a lot of orders coming in.
That's awesome. And is most of your business in Puerto Rico?
We could say like 90%.
Got
We
it.
got a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people from the islands, Virgen Gorda and República Dominicana, all the islands that are next to us that have seen our work. They tried us and they've been hooked. We have them that, for example, Dominican Republic, we've been working with them for about 9 years now, like since the beginning.
Printing in Puerto Rico and printing for Dominican Republic-based businesses too, is that a competitive space? Are there a bunch of other shops, or are you guys the leader there?
I think it helped a lot that we have the niche of the fishing industry, and that's how we get connected to all these islands. Because the tournaments, they spread out. They're not in Puerto Rico. Sometimes you could go to Costa Rica, sometimes you go to Venezuela. So we've been putting our presence there, and that's how we got some jobs.
Interesting. And so you're starting to grow off of kind of networking through that fishing industry and growing. When did you make this switch, like full time going from fishing to screen printing?
Yeah, right now fishing is sort of, it's just a market that we attend, but it's a good question you asked because it was like a turning point when we saw big orders coming in. I mean, like big companies, sort of like, for example, Subway, first order was like 5,000 shirts, and you never do 5,000 shirts for a tournament or a boat here. So that's when me and my partner, started to grow the business. The demand was really big. So that's when we started to look at automatic machines and all that stuff.
Interesting. How did those big orders come in, or how did you network to find them?
I think it was agencies. Word of mouth, definitely. There's a lot of people that know us, me and my partner. And when they started noticing that we were doing the fishing stuff, they just asked. They asked if we could do the commercial stuff. And we said
Interesting.
yes.
You mentioned agencies. Are those like ad agencies or?
Yeah, there's a lot of ad agencies here in Puerto Rico, and those are the ones that really, bring on the big orders and stuff.
Interesting. There was a at our conference this year, there was a shop that does a lot of live printing and they work with ad agencies as well. So that's interesting that you bring that up too. How did you get connected with the ad agencies?
No, we know people. I'm also, like I said, this always was a side job. I'm an industrial designer, and I have a couple of jobs on the side, and I work with ad agencies. And that's how I got connected, probably. We do a lot of things for Toyota, Lexus, and just big brands. And the other department needed shirts, and we just got connected.
Got it. Interesting. What, so you started off, you got those, 5,000 shirt job that came in. I'm assuming you guys had some sort of manual press at that point. What was your thought process going through there? I'm sure it was you and your partner.
Yeah, it was me and my partner. We were at his parents' house. It was on the driveway, just like the classic story, just a manual press in the driveway, a 200 feet square feet garage. And it got uncomfortable. It got uncomfortable for his parents, and we were ready to make the step. So that's when we moved. That's when we bought the first machine. It was a good demand, a good problem for us.
Got it. Were you guys so you did you were you able to finance it from there, or did you pay for it outright, or how does that work in?
Yeah, finance the first one. Thank God we already have that covered. So we're in the second one right now, and we financed that one also. It was good help, local bank, Banco Popular, and they helped us a lot. They've helped us like through all the process, and they even give us seminars and stuff. So they've been a good help.
That's neat. How do you handle buying shirts and everything out there? Do they ship it or do you have to stock inventory?
Yeah, that's one of the stuff that it's kind of tough for us. Working with Printavo, I mean, we would love to have like a better relationship with the suppliers and the customers through Printavo. That's sort of like a big challenge for us, because we would love to do purchase orders, through Printavo. And basically, we buy most of our products with the local supplier.
Oh, so
So
there's a
they're not
distributor
really,
there.
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's a big challenge for us. Sometimes, boxes get lost, for the client. The local supplier only has a minimum amount of type of shirts and colors, very little, which that's always a challenge for us. But I mean, it's not a big challenge. It's just that you got to deal with shipping, and then you can't get the shirt the same day. You know what I mean? So we work a lot with suppliers outside Sanmar. We have our biggest one is TSF Sportswear. They've been working with us since we started, and they give us good numbers. It's a bit challenging, but it's working fine. We already got it, dialed up.
Got it. So you guys are a two auto shop. How many folks do you guys have at the shop?
Right now we're 10 guys. Yeah,
Okay.
two girls, 8 guys.
Awesome. What were some different growth pains that have happened? I mean, because you started right at a garage shop, now you have two automatic presses. What were some interesting growth pains during that period?
Oh man, let's see. I mean, getting really good at quality. It's something that has been really challenging at the beginning, and you ruin a lot of orders, and that's really there's a lot of pain on that, and clients are not happy. I mean, that's a big challenge to be really good at what you do, That's been the biggest challenge for sure.
Is that been a lot more on the training side to help with your team, or has it been, moving too fast, or what do you feel like has
Yeah.
helped solve that?
I think time, time and dedication, learning to stop and explain to the client that we want to solve this problem. They want a special paint, for example. I mean, you read the manual and stuff, but you really got to go through the whole process to be sure that all the variables are taken care of the right way. And I think the best way is just it's time, really. You got to put a lot of time into your orders. You got to put a lot of attention to them and be willing to spend money. Be willing to do the order completely all over again. We've learned a lot from that. Just stay focused on all the things that you have to do on the order, really.
Oh, was there an example job that you were thinking about when you're talking about redoing it again?
There's a couple. I mean, still to this day, there's some stuff that, go wrong and we don't like it, but there's a lot of faces in one order. There's margins of error. We're human. It happens. But yeah, the last order that we had a problem, it was sort of like that. We used a new reflective paint that came from the States, and you don't know how much shelf life that paint had, that ink had, and then when it got here, it's something completely new. There's a lot of rush in the production area. The shirt came out and it didn't glow as much as they sold it to us. And it was a big order. It's just it was a little bit aggravating to deal with all that stuff going around. But we did a lot more testing. We tried to calm down the client, explain to him that this was something new. And it all came out well, but there was like the first order what got destroyed. When the shirts got washed, they broke in pieces. The paint went really bad.
So, how did you handle that with the customer? Like, how did you go back and explain it? Did you take it out of your pocket and do it over again? Or, I mean, talk me through what happened.
I think that's one of our like what sets us apart from the different companies is that we're always willing to do the whole order again. I mean, obviously, if it's a huge order, this wasn't a huge order, but the one that I'm telling you about. But if it's a huge order, like we take things, we say it in con pinzas, which is we every single sample that we get, we take it to the client and he needs to approve it. We take the shirt and we clean it, like we wash it and stuff. If it's a big order, like we do the whole process because we don't want to, ruin a huge order for sure. But yeah, what sets us aside is that we're always focused on having a happy customer. And if we need to do it again, we'll pay the whole order. Like we don't, if there's loss and everything, it's all right.
So you do customer press checks for larger orders. Is that a certain piece size and above that you do that for?
We definitely do it for our safety on big orders, but there's even some clients that come to us. It could be a small 12-piece, 24-piece order, and they want to see it. And yeah, we're able to do it for sure.
Gotcha. But is it like, usually 200 pieces and above we do press checks for with the customer, or does it just depend?
Yeah, we could do somewhere around 500. 500 gets serious.
Okay. And do you charge
Yeah.
for that, or is that a part of the process?
Nah, it's a 500 order, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's just com it's
Interesting.
complimentary. Yeah.
Interesting. And so you'll wash it. You'll kind of pull at it a bit and then show them a picture of it and like text them or email it to them.
No, if I wash it, that's for our safety. We don't want to like take that shirt to the client. We only take it, yeah, we only take it before washing it, just so he could see the end product.
Got it.
And yeah, we wash it for our, so we could go sleep calmly.
Fair. That makes
Yeah,
sense.
yeah.
That's really cool. I definitely see that. I've seen some shops do every order, And that they just take the extra time and bake it in, which is interesting because then they help reduce some of the spoilage there. And then some like yours only kind of this segment and above.
Well, there's sometimes the clients here, they don't have that time, they come by the shop at just when the order, when the first shirt comes out. Sometimes they can't come that day, and if the press is all filled with screens, you can't stop the production, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we could send them a picture and stuff, but not all our clients can come and see the final product, the
Right.
first preview.
Makes sense. So, you've grown this business quite a bit. How long of a time period is that from when you're in the garage till today?
That's 10 years now. We're gonna be celebrating 10 years
Oh,
in
that's right.
September.
You did say that. You did say that. That's awesome. Congratulations as well.
Thanks.
So if you would have gone back maybe 5 years ago or so, what would you have done differently that you're like, man, I wish we would have done this earlier, or or we should have bought this, or we should have, did the, I don't know, anything.
Yeah, if I could go back 5 years, I would definitely get a bigger shop because we're really tight right now. Maybe have all the employees that we have right now. I wish I could like have them before. Now we have a big group, but maybe 5 years back we were only four of us. And that it's good to have one person per department. They get good at it, and it helps a lot with the performance of the shop. So if we could have done that 5 years from now, maybe things will be a lot faster. And obviously, in terms of pre-production, we would have loved to have Printavo back then. I was writing a little comment to you guys because it really has helped us a lot in terms of like you have all the tools in one platform, and we're starting to we're using it right now like 50%, or say 50, 60%. There's a lot of stuff that we need to use still, but it has been such a useful tool for us. We're starting to do like a lot of huddles. Every time we finish registering an order, we do like a company huddle. Everybody comes together and we open up Printavo and we see at the final product, the final sample. And it's really a useful tool. Everything's there. We use a lot of tasks. When we need somebody to do something specifically for an order, like we use the task.
That huddle you mentioned, what is that before they start mass printing a job, just to make sure everything, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, we do two huddles. We do a first huddle with the printing department, with the graphic design department, before we print the films to make sure that separation's well and sizes are good and positions and paints and all that stuff. We do a little huddle there, but that's like with the design department. And then we do like a big huddle, which takes sometimes just like a minute, but it could take 5 minutes if we start seeing some different stuff that it's not on the shirt, or we need to get back to the client. These huddles have been really, really good for reducing problems at our shop.
Interesting. And who's involved in that huddle? Oh, and thank you, by the way, for the, I didn't say thanks for the compliments too, so thank you.
Yeah, no, man.
But
Thank
like
you. Thank you.
who's involved in those huddles? Is you said it was everybody, or is it just like a production manager and you and
Well, the press operator obviously is there. He's the guy that did the registration and knows what's going on. There's a print manager, which he prepares like all the pre-production. He makes sure that the shirts are there. He makes sure that the films are correct, which he's involved in the latest huddle, like the huddle before at the design department. Also, the graphic designer needs to be there, and the girls. The girls, Nicole, which you met, and Claudia, we also need to have them there because they're the ones that had the conversation with the client. And they know those little things. They know how the client wanted the white. You know, I want like a complete white. I want a white on the shirt, but I want it to feel light. So they put all those notes there in Printavo, but it's good to hear from them. It's good, yeah, it's good that they can look at the first sample of the client that they were dealing with.
Interesting.
Before, yeah,
And so you have
it's
that for every job?
yeah, right now we are doing it for every job, and it's reduced our problems like a lot. I mean, you're gonna have the regular problems on the press where you know you don't see a pinpoint of ink and you see it on the 12th shirt, you know, that's just a regular problem. We could deal with that, but it's good to save a problem like there was a phone number on the back and it was spelled wrong. There was a letter on the,
Gotcha.
yeah. When you do those huddles, like you take some time and settle down and look at the preview, look at the original art, and it's saving us really a lot of trouble.
Got it. That's interesting. You mentioned something too about team and having the team you have now then, or what were you saying there?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the experience, but like we have a person now just dedicated to the screen department. He cleans them, he puts some emulsions on them. Like it's just now the press operator stays at the press and he's always focused on that.
The
So he's
specialization.
yeah, and it's just there's a lot of performance on the shop. Instead of having one guy doing like everything,
Sure.
even though we like everybody to learn all the positions, to learn a little bit about it, you know, because there's some, you know, sometimes some employees can be absent and you know, we need to fill it out. But yeah, I wish we could have afford 5 years back all the team that we had right now.
Got it, to help with that specialization.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting. So I know, changing gears a little bit, but I know that you have a bunch of other businesses on the side too, and a lot of hobbies that you like and things going on. Well, first, how much time do you feel like you spend at the shop? And then how do you help? Because I think some shop owners definitely feel like they're glued to the shop, right? They need to be there, or else, like, if this is an issue or whatever, like, they could have fixed it quicker or this or that. How do you feel like you've gotten yourself to not be in the shop so much so you can do all this other stuff that you enjoy as well?
Yeah, good question. And it ties to the group, to what we were saying about having a lot of employees. It gives us, me and Luis, my associate, it gives us time to be out of the shop and do other things that we love to do. And we're building it, you know. We love Transom, it's our baby, and it means a lot to us, and it's always our priority. If something happens with Transom, we're gonna be there 100%. But yeah, I mean, my associate, it's in Transom virtually or on the phone, like 100%, just like I am. But he's a boat captain, so he has to be traveling. We could say he's out like 75% of the time. And I am out doing the other stuff that I do, probably about 40-50% of the time. So having people you can rely on and know all the bases in your shop, they really mean a lot to us. They are the backbone of Transom right now.
Got it. So you really feel like you hired really good people to create or to own everything when you're out. Is there like a one person that kind of sits in your role when you're out, or is it just a really good process that you set up? Or I mean, dive into that a little bit more.
We don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really talented in their positions, and they could run the shop by themselves. But I don't think they replace us, you know, our positions. It's a tough question to ask. I mean, when we're here, we are overseeing the whole operation, and we don't have a person that does that. I mean, there's one that takes care of the whole production type area, and he oversees all that. And then there's Nicole, which just basically takes control of every order that comes in, and every client that knocks in our door and gives us a phone call. Like, she could handle all that. But yeah, we don't have like a full manager that could take care of the whole shop. Like, that's why we're always nearby, or, you know, really close to our shop.
Got it, got it. So it's really the individual people that you've hired are, you feel like, are very autonomous. Like they can continue, they own, they can make the right decisions. Talking about the people, right? So you being able to not have to be in the shop all the time, being able to do the things that you love, you mentioned that it was really people driven and that you hired very, very good people. Was there anything else that you feel like that you did that, or was it maybe the interview process, or you know, how did you come across them?
I think the interview process was really fast. It was just getting to know each other. They getting to know what my associate and I want to do in the business, you know. And we try to be like good employers also. They also have this benefit that they could print their own brand when they are out of the clock, which is sort of like an encouragement. So they could have their own brand using our shop free. That definitely helps them, you know, to put more love into the process, you know, learn how to do things right. You know, they are gonna have a product that they're gonna be selling. So they know that it has to be quality, a good quality product. And that's the process that we want them to put in all of our clients, you know?
For sure. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a cool perk. And then so they just buy the tees and then they can use all the equipment and everything.
Exactly.
Just wrapping up here because I know you got to run too. Is there anything that you would give, maybe a piece of advice or a tip that you've learned, you know, over your time growing Transome that you'd be able to give another shop?
We've been solving problems since we started. So there's a lot of tips that we could give to other chops, but this that we just implemented it's been really, really helpful, really productive for us. Like, just huddling up, it only takes a minute, and you could like filter the whole order and make sure that everything's going well before you start producing. And that's where the money gets wasted, and that's when the problem starts with the client. You know, the due dates change.
All right, sorry for the interruption. We just had some Wi-Fi issues. But yeah, I was just wrapping up and asking you, you know, talking about the people, right? So you being able to not have to be in the shop all the time, being able to do the things that you love. You mentioned that it was really people driven and that you hired very, very good people. Was there anything else that you feel like that you did that, or was it maybe the interview process, or you know, how did you come across them?
I think the interview process was really fast. It was just getting to know each other. They getting to know what my associate and I want to do in the business, you know. And we try to be like good employers also. They also have this benefit that they could print their own brand when they are out of the clock. Which is sort of like an encouragement. That definitely helps them, you know, to put more love into the process, you know, learn how to do things right. You know, they are gonna have a product that they're gonna be selling. So they know that it has to be quality, a good quality product. And that's the process that we want them to put in all of our clients, you know?
For sure. That's awesome.
So I think they appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's a cool perk. And then so they just buy the tees and then they can use all the equipment and everything.
Exactly.
Just wrapping up here because I know you got to run too. Is there anything that you would give, maybe a piece of advice or a tip that you've learned, over your time growing Transome that you'd be able to give another shop?
We've been solving problems since we started. So there's a lot of tips that we could give to other chops. But this that we just implemented is it's been really, really helpful, really productive for us. Like just huddling up, it only takes a minute. And you could like filter the whole order and make sure that everything's going well before you start producing. And that's where the money gets wasted. And that's when the problem starts with the client, the due dates change. I mean, if you could take 5 minutes with all the orders, I think that's the best thing we could the best advice we could give right now. It just helps to get everyone together. I mean, you don't have we don't do a lot of meetings, but that sort of works like a meeting because you got everybody together and we're talking about all the details about the order. And at the same time, you're avoiding problems.
Got it. That's awesome, man. I like that. I like the huddle idea as well. Eduardo, thanks so much for being able to join us and just sharing your story behind
Yeah.
Transome and kind of getting into some of the details here too. You guys can
Sure.
follow them at Transome PR on Instagram, right?
Correct, correct.
Sweet, sweet. So they're awesome. And if you're in the area, definitely DM them and you'll be able to stop by.
Yeah, come on by. We have a vert ramp. You could skateboard also like you did.
Yeah, that's upstairs, which is super cool. They've got a really great spot and in a nice area of the neighborhood too. So,
Yeah,
Eduardo, thank
man.
you so
Hey.
much.
Yeah, Bruce, thanks for having us and see you soon.
See ya.
All right, take care.